Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup for Monday, April 27th, 2026. We've got a packed show today, Jane, covering everything from new AI assistants to massive investments and even a major data breach.
It certainly sounds like a busy day, Paul. I'm ready to dive into these stories, especially with some of the financial shifts we're seeing across the industry.
Absolutely. Let's start with Adobe, who just unveiled their Firefly AI assistant. What's interesting here is the focus on, quote, agentic creativity and new models. This isn't just a fancy filter anymore, is it?
No, it's a significant leap. Agentic creativity means the AI isn't just following commands. It can understand context, make decisions, and even iterate on creative tasks autonomously. This could really change workflows for designers and artists.
That's a powerful capability. Shifting gears to the competitive landscape, DeepSeek made waves by slashing its API prices by 2.5x, making it an astonishing 700x cheaper than GPT 5.5 Pro. They also launched their V4 model with a million token context.
That's a huge move, Paul. DeepSeek is clearly going after the long context economics, offering massive input capacity at a fraction of the cost. It puts a lot of pressure on the bigger players like OpenAI and Anthropic to compete on price and efficiency.
And speaking of cost, we're seeing reports that for some companies, AI now costs more than employees' salaries. This comes as Meta announced cutting 8,000 jobs to fund a $72 billion AI investment, while Google committed up to $40 billion to Anthropic.
It really highlights the immense capital flowing into AI right now, Jane. Companies are making hard choices, reallocating resources on a massive scale. We even saw one analyst reportedly spending $6,000 a day on Claude and replacing a 100-person team.
That's a stark example of the efficiency gains, but also the human cost. On a different note, Anthropic's AI agents successfully negotiated real deals in a test marketplace. This isn't just simulating, they were making actual transactions.
That's a huge step towards truly autonomous agents, Paul. It shows they can handle complex negotiations and strategic interactions, not just simple task execution. It's a glimpse into a future where AI handles more business operations directly.
Moving to a more concerning story, the Lapsus Dollar Group has leaked 4 terabytes of AI contractor voice samples and IDs from Mercor. This is a massive privacy breach.
It's incredibly worrying, Paul. Voice biometrics linked to government IDs creates a severe risk of identity theft and misuse. It underscores the critical need for robust security and ethical data handling in AI training.
Absolutely. Now, on a more positive development in agent technology, the Tendril project unveiled a self-extending AI agent with autonomous tool creation and AWS integration. It builds its own tools on the fly.
That's truly innovative. An agent that can identify a need, write the necessary code, and then integrate that new tool into its own capabilities is a big leap. It makes these agents far more adaptable and less reliant on pre-programmed functions.
And finally, OpenAI has released an open-source privacy filter for PII detection. A much-needed tool, I imagine, given the increasing use of AI with sensitive data.
Definitely, Paul. Having an open-source tool to automatically detect and label personally identifiable information across large contexts is a huge win for data privacy and compliance, especially for developers building AI applications. Less than Paul, greater than indeed. And that wraps up our MergeSort AI Digest for today. Thanks for your insights, Jane. Less than Jane, greater than my pleasure, Paul.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news. Until then, have a great day.